You're listening to RDU Breakfast on the other end of the line. I'm talking with Maria from Scorpio Books. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ben?
Amazing. And I'm very pleased to welcome you to the Scorpio Books segment. It's great to have you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. So, yes. I'm very happy this morning, so thank you for having me.
Oh, of course, gosh. Of course, we're spieling about a book. What book have you brought to review today?
Well, I brought a gem that I actually devoured. It's an amazing book. It's called Wilding, The Return of Nature to a British Farm, and it is written by Isabella Tree. It won the Wainwright Book Prize in 2019. So. Yes, it's quite amazing. So the title Wilding comes from a term, deliberate wilding or rewilding, which came out as a concept and practice about in the 1980s. And I think one of the best known examples is the reintroduction of wolves to Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming in 1995. So what was happening is that the elk who were native there, because there were no wolves, no predators, they were allowed to sort of overtake the environment and overgraze the national park. So once the wolves were introduced, they ate the elk, the elderly and the sick, etc. And this allowed the trees to regrow, which then led to a chain of events that increased the total abundance and variety of life in the park. So that's kind of, so that was sort of the biggest, and I think it's the best known example. However, you know, you can rewild your lawn by, instead of having a lawn, just planting wildflowers. So that's kind of a small example of what people do.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know, it's lovely, isn't it? So Isabella and her husband, Charlie Burrell, own sort of a farming, they owned a farming property, 3.5 acre estate in West Sussex in southeast of England. And it was an intensively farmed industrial farm, working farm. They overtook it in the 1980s, and for the next 16 to 17 years, they did everything that they were meant to do as good farmers. They invested in infrastructure, they diversified. However, they were using pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides in ever-increasing amounts in order to make the farm work. However, they were losing money, and by 1999, apparently they were £1.5 million pounds in debt.
Wow. Jeez.
So, I know, it's like you work and work and work, and then you just get nothing. So they then decided that this just wasn't working. The soil was getting, the topsoil was just getting eroded. The cattle weren't happy. The land wasn't happy. And they obviously weren't, you know, doing anything purposeful. So they decided that they were going to stop farming. It was economically unsustainable. And they decided to step back. And by that time, they were kind of reading about rewilding, bringing the wild back into, you know, into the farm, and they introduced ancient species, old breeds. So they started with Old English Longhorn bovines, cows. Then they reintroduced Exmoor ponies and deer and pigs. And they just watched as basically nature took over and their land just became amazingly vibrant again. It brought back a functioning ecosystem. And now they have turtle doves, nightingales, falcons, purple emperor butterflies breeding at Knepp. And they're the populations that were just becoming highly endangered.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
I know.
Could I be planting in my garden and creating a new ecosystem just in my backyard?
Well, I don't know. You possibly could start with chooks. I don't know. How big is your garden, but
oh, not long enough, I tell you. It's a cricket pitch.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, I just found it amazing and so fascinating. And, you know, they bring people in now as to show what a successful way of doing things and how you can bring back, you know, vibrant ecosystems back into, you know, our neighborhoods. And obviously they have a large farm, so they're, you know, they're ahead of us there. But I think the book, you know, we talk about climate change and things like that and how things are bad. And what I found really amazing is that this book shows not just that there's hope, but also that there are practical ways and solutions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that we just need to change our mindset a little bit. And, I mean, I just loved this book, and I just think that I just want everybody to read it.
Yeah, so inspiring.
And she has a wonderful way of writing and just so warm, and you can see that she's in awe of what they've created, and she can't quite believe that it's worked and that it's worked relatively quickly and so well. So, yeah,
I'm so inspired by this rejuvenation. I can only hope that such rejuvenation fills me soon. And I mean, with a name like Isabella Tree, of course she's talking about the forests and wilding.
I know, how appropriate, hey?
So funny. So I guess people should text in that last name then to 0217389 85. Simply text in the author's last name and you can go on the draw to win the voucher for this week. How about that?
Fantastic.
Well, I should also say, Maria, thank you so much, because it's your first time here, that maybe we should talk about, I guess, what are some of your favourite genres? I'm putting you on the spot here for a second, but yeah, some of your favourite authors and genres, just to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. Well, I do like, you know, things like, I do read quite a bit of nonfiction, and I do like sort of part memoirs, part possibly ecological manifestos. There's another American author, Kristen Kimball, who I've been reading recently, and she was kind of a New Yorker, just living kind of a city life, and then she met this 6-foot kind of Viking, Viking man who kind of dragged her into a kind of a farming lifestyle, and so she writes about that, and she writes more about the kind of day-to-day lives of the, you know, how to raise children on a farm and things that they have had to give up, but also the amazing benefits that they have. So, you know, I've been reading her books. She's got two, and I think both of them are wonderful. She was a journalist before, so her writing is really kind of crystal clear and wonderful.
Oh, I love that. Wow. Well, gosh, I'm excited to chat with you in future then, because this is such an interesting genre for me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm so glad, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Yes, coming up very soon. Thanks so much for chatting, Maria. Have a great day.
You too. Take care, Ben.